509 on WTMJ. Julia Fellow here alongside Telly Hughes. In for John Mercure, you're watching, or you know what? I'm so used to being on television. You'd think after like 2 years I would stop saying watching. You're listening.
Well, you can watch on our YouTube stream at any time if you text so watch to 855-616-1620.
That's right. Okay, text watch.
So big smiles, everyone.
To 855-616-1620. You can always watch our live stream, 855-616-1620. Thank you so much. Okay, WTMJ's Adam Roberts is here. He's following something that just was happening in our 24/7 breaking newsroom. There was a big chase that started in Milwaukee County.
That's right. We were following this. This was about 10, 15 minutes ago, was working its way from Milwaukee County involving a white pickup truck moving southbound on 94. We've actually gotten a few calls to this in our production studio as well. So this pickup truck is moving down I-94 in Racine County, just south of Yorkville, which is near the Sturtevant area, and was maneuvering on the left lanes. There's video captured on the DOT cameras of some, looks like some law enforcement authority throwing out the strip
stop
that
sticks.
The stop sticks that they use to try and pop tires. And looks like the truck is maneuvering through these packed lanes of traffic because it's rush hour right now. And there's basically every four lanes of 4194 going south are packed with cars. And you see this white pickup truck moving through, eventually coming to a stop. Multiple squad cars in that left lane. Right now, I think we have two lanes still blocked with this. So if you're right near the Racine-Kenosha County line heading south, anticipate that for probably about a half mile or so, starting around Highway 11, you'll see those two left lanes blocked and backups extending. But once you get past the county line, then you're in the free and clear. But yeah, very scary given what time of day it is and how packed that freeway is at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That is so dangerous. But I mean, I'm glad that they were able to, you know, come to it seemed like a non incident.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, no one was hurt. No one seemed to be impacted that much other than some, you know, heavy traffic. But when you look at that's a lot of distance that was covered when you started in Milwaukee County, and you said they were ended up by Yorkville?
Near that Racine-Kenosha County line. So you're thinking a county and a half of a chase going on. And obviously, we're still working to learn like what precipitated this chase, how that got onto the freeway. Debbie is following things closely in our traffic center, and we'll hopefully have an update here before we get to Bucks basketball.
I mean, it's just Gawker's Row right now because it was pulled over into the median, and now all of, you see flashing lights. All of these squad cars are surrounding the vehicle. And as Adam Roberts said, we're still looking into the cause of why this even started. But it's highly unusual for that to happen for so long during the afternoon on a weekday.
Yeah.
WTMJ's Adam Roberts, thank you so much for staying on top of that. I appreciate it. Day 43 of the government shutdown. We broke a record already for the longest government shutdown in history. Speaker Mike Johnson gave notice. Congressmen and women are on the House floor right now in D.C. They started about 2.5 hours ago. Lots of discussion expected tonight. The first vote expected to happen later tonight at dinner time. I think we're at that time about. What time do you eat at dinner?
Oh, gosh.
And it's Eastern time.
Yes. So they were saying, when they kept saying dinner time, they were saying around the 5 o'clock hour Central time, which would be now. And and we haven't had any votes that have passed just yet. I think the release of the Epstein files with the newly sworn in governor from Arizona, that was the first vote. And so now we'll see if the second one will be passed before it's night time.
Yeah, exactly. It really is night. Okay. All right, CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland was on Wisconsin's Midday News talking about this.
I mean, this is going to end tonight, probably after dinner time. They never do anything on schedule here, so they say they want to vote by about 7 p.m. Therefore, you know it's not going to happen at 7 p.m. But before the night's over, they're going to narrowly pass this thing through the U.S. House. The president says he will sign it as soon as it's done, but run it over to the White House. I think we'll wake up tomorrow to a reopened government. And the politics of that really should be secondary to the real life implications. You can't have this hellstorm at the airport this close to Thanksgiving. And to be clear, it's not going to ramp all the way back up to full stability immediately. And you can't have all these federal workers going for a sixth week without paychecks, this is just not tenable. Vote's going to be very tight. They will not start the vote. They will not allow the vote to open until they have enough people to pass it. So if there's a late head count, this thing, it could slide to tomorrow. I don't expect that, though. They were notified, Joe, to get moving. That notwithstanding, it's just stupid that we're in this position to begin with. That we're this deep into a shutdown is to a degree, it's a dereliction of duty. But you didn't have to wait to the last second to get people in town. I mean, you could have people on standby ready right off the House floor for the possibility of a vote, so as not to have any issues with logistics and getting people back into town. There was nothing keeping the Congress members away from Washington during a shutdown. The Senate's here. So some of this is a self-inflicted wound that didn't have to happen. It's just, if we've already leaned this hard on federal workers, we've already leaned this hard on air travelers, we've already leaned this hard on people who need federal services, to not have everybody here already was a self-induced wound.
The funding package in front of all of us would bring back SNAP benefits through September, okay? And it would pay public workers like air traffic control through January 30th. It also includes 3 full year spending bills for various areas, including Veterans Affairs and the Department of Agriculture. This deal guarantees a future Senate vote on the Affordable Care Act subsidies, meaning there's only a promise of a vote in the Senate with the outcome uncertain.
Julia, I still think, at the very least, get it in writing. You're just
I need it in writing. The majority of them are lawyers.
43 days, and you meaning to tell me this is the best you can get? If you're holding out and you're fighting for, the rights of insurance holders and everything else, and you have all of this going on, and the best you could do is for them to say, well, we promise we'll talk about it.
Come on.
There's no proposal, there's no vote, there's nothing but a mere promise that we are going to have a conversation. Now, we're not responsible for the results of this conversation. We're just going to promise that we're going to have one. And oh, by the way, we'll pay air traffic controllers until January, the 30th. End of January. Yes. So we're basically almost halfway through November. And so you're meaning to tell me about 60, 70 days from now, we're going to be right back to where we are.
And we're on day 43 of this shutdown.
Yeah, so from the very start, you're playing politics with people's livelihood when right. You're taking away SNAP benefits, when you're telling federal workers to go to work, but we're not going to pay you, and you'll be in trouble if you call off or anything like that.
Yep.
So it's a lot, and it just seems really like it doesn't have to be that way.
We also talked about air traffic controllers. It's been a really difficult year for the aviation.
Yes.
And how there's been not as many workers. So they're working extended hours, and now they're not getting paid. This bill would have it retroactive pay, of course. But still, most people in the United States, the statistics show, they can't, if there's an emergency, they can't do an emergency that's just $400.
Correct.
So, I mean, this is really crazy.
Yes.
The House had not been in session since late September. The shutdown began from the Senate on October 1st. So that's why Speaker Johnson gave notice for everybody 36 hours to get to the floor at this hour. So what about Zoom? Okay. CBS Scott McFarland answered this on Wisconsin's Midday News.
So we did that during COVID, and it did not go well. They called it proxy voting, where you could give your vote to a colleague and he or she could go to the floor and read it out loud for you. We did that for social distancing and for COVID protocols. It made a lot of sense at the peak of the crisis. Problem was, like so many special privileges, they get abused.
I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. So the estimate is that by tomorrow morning, It should be on the president's desk to sign. That is the estimate from all of our correspondents on the ground there.
Yeah. Let's just wake up to an open government tomorrow. How about that?
Exactly. All right, let's escape and watch our Milwaukee Bucks and get some pre-show coverage. That's just ahead.